From the Keith Vincent Kalo Studios in Paterson, New Jersey, Green Arrow Media proudly presents Is This Real? Tonight, Angels Landing Cult. What's going on? And now your host, JC3.
Wants better sex, and who wants better sex starting now?
The best way to get started is go to adamandeve.com.
Adam and Eve is offering 50% off just any item.
But that's not all. When you select your one item, you will also get three bonus items. That includes a gift for him,
a special gift for her,
and a gift you'll both like.
Plus, six free movies for your viewing pleasure and free shipping.
There is discreet shipping as your privacy is priority. Plus 100% free shipping on your entire order.
Doesn't matter how much you spend or what you buy, it will all be packaged and sent discreetly for free.
Don't wait. Better sex is just one click away.
That's 50% off one item, three free gifts, six free movies, and free shipping.
Bring more pleasure and satisfaction to your bedroom.
Just go to adamandeve.com and select any one item. It could be an adventurous new toy or anything you desire.
Just enter code QUESTION at checkout.
That's QUESTION, QUESTION at adamandeve.com.
This exclusive offer is specific to this podcast only. So be sure at checkout you punch in the code QUESTION. That is QUESTION. At checkout and get your 50% off one item, 10 free gifts, and free shipping. Remember, use code QUESTION. Also remember to listen to Is This Real every Sunday at 8 o'clock with new episodes starting July 16th. Remember everybody, question everything and put that question at the end of your checkout
at adamandeve.com.
Welcome, 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 everybody, to another fantastic episode of Is This Real?
Is This Real?
Tonight's episode, as you heard Big Joe say, we are talking about the Angels Landing Cult.
Indeed.
Viewer discretion advised with this episode. There's a lot of shit to talk about with this.
The R word.
We can't speak today.
It sounds like grape.
Children. It's not. It's nothing fun.
It's not for the faint of heart. Bastard.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, this episode involves with something that rhymes with graping schmildren.
You don't. No, Anthony. Stop it. It's nothing to laugh at.
Why no, it's not.
This is what's needed in this episode.
Or that or a spray bottle, like I'm a cat. Like, knock it off.
Well, I have Wes next to you. Muay Thai.
All right, that's a good point. He's a walking spray bottle.
So, in the booth tonight, we have Big Joe. Say hello.
Hello, everybody.
We have all bunched on that side. I'm just going to go across. We have Big Joe. We have Mr. Wes in the building.
Okonbawa.
And we have Pope Tony, who's on that side of the
room. I'm the Pope.
You guys are all warm tonight.
Yeah, yeah.
All cuddled around the same toasty side. Mm-hmm. Next to me, I have the man himself, Mr. Lord Roadblock.
It is our honor. It is our honor.
It is our honor.
We are not worthy. We are
Lord
not worthy.
Roadblock.
Hey, yo, yo. What's going on, everybody?
And tonight... tonight's episode is, you know, we're talking about the Angels Landing Cult.
And you are JC3.
And I am JC3. Dad introduced that at the beginning, you know, when he...
I know, I always forget that.
You do, I know, it's okay. So, first questions, how much does everybody in the booth know about the cult?
I stopped reading and doing my homework when I read one sentence. I literally went, Angels Landing Cult, and then the first sentence was what... I'm not going to do it right now. Uh-huh. I read the first sentence and I went, that's enough internet for me today. And I went back to playing Spider-Man. I'm like, you know what? I'm going to be reactionary on this episode.
Anthony was like, I'm going to be wholesome. Fuck that. Wes?
I'm going to have my innocence on this one. That's what he said.
Yeah. Wes, how about you?
No, I'm just finding out about stuff today. I've been irresponsible in looking at Hellcats and Audis.
Thank you. Thank you. Dad?
To be honest with you, I really don't know anything about this. The only thing I do know about it is, you know, what I've read about it in the last day or two. But, you know, you don't have to read far into this to realize this guy's a sick cocksucker.
All right.
All right.
I'm sorry. Go ahead, Roadblock.
Jesus, Roadblock? Just move in a little bit over Roadblock.
Oh, you're my
good.
Bad.
Yeah, you good right there.
I didn't realize how far off.
Yeah,
was.
Come snuggle, buddy.
Yeah. No.
All
right, I have a fiance for that.
Go on.
I never once in my entire life heard about this call, I'll be honest.
I'm in the same, but it says like it surfaced back in 2015. Like,
yeah, it's newer.
Did like we just like
I missed that
breeze
chapter.
By 2015? Yeah.
What no, were we just... doing in 2015 that had us distracted?
Dropping that's... acid.
Well, I mean, Trump's lead up to presidency.
That's true. That took a lot of headline away. Like we couldn't believe this guy was doing it. That was pretty, that's true.
I don't think any.
I'm sure there was some Marvel movie everyone was excited for that we couldn't like stop talking about.
That's a loaded question.
It's a
I was very high.
I mean, well, still.
I mean, that's normal.
Like that's like West High. I mean, air breathe. Like it's the same thing. But yeah, I don't. No. You don't remember anything surfacing back up and hearing about this call?
I have not heard about this call at all. But again, in the world of cults and the world of conspiracies, there's only so much you can put in your brain. You know what I mean? And something like this. This falls with the Jim Joneses and all that stuff there. That probably didn't get a lot of media attention.
Jim Joneses did. I mean, we talked about the Jim.
Yeah, Jim Jones did.
That's coming up.
No, that's coming up. Sorry.
A couple episodes from now.
That's 2 weeks. We didn't talk about this. You know why? Because I watched a documentary on Netflix.
Yeah, there's a lot of, we jumped around and did a lot of researching here and there. So
no,
it's fun all runs at once.
The reason I'm remembering something because I watched a document. It's not really a document. It's a documentary per se.
Sure.
It's called How to Be a Cult Leader.
Oh, okay.
I think good.
And it,
Dinklage is narrating that, right?
Yeah, Dinklage. Yeah, he did. And it's the same thing. There's How to Be a. There's like a couple series.
Yeah.
How to Be This, How to Be That, and they did five. I know they did. They did the Manson. They did. I think Angel's Landing. They did Jim Jones. They did. I don't think they did Rajneesh Purim.
No, that's its own documentary on Netflix. It's a huge documentary.
There's a couple. There's five of them, and then they sit there and like. If you want to be like this person, then you have to do this. Like, there's a lot of what's the other one? Heaven's Gate. Heaven's Gate is another one that they talked about, which we're going to talk about probably either next week or whatnot. But that's why my head is not like, because I remember that Jim Jones one, and like Jim Jones that was a big thing.
Yeah,
Like, I think the you know, Charlie Manson, and then like if you want to talk about the history of like. Really countrywide news making cults would be Charlie Manson and Jim Jones. Like everybody
them. With respect to them, Charlie Manson's associate.
There's no respect to them.
What I mean is Charlie Manson's tied to the death of a bunch of people and they were celebrities. And Jim Jones was mass suicide. Like anytime like more than 10 people go belly up at once, it makes national news.
And you know, buying, you know, land in Africa. You know,
There's all that too. Like there's reasons why certain things become major headlines, and there are other things that are kind of like swept under the rug. Like, you know, this idiot did something. It involved a bunch of common people, and you know, shit happened. Money was stolen. People were raped. Whatever, and he's now in prison. Like it's on the lower spectrum.
Yeah, let's get into the story of this cult and how it began. Because I do have a question of why maybe it didn't become national, you know, nationwide.
Sure.
So let's get into it. So a horrifying cult led by a centuries-old angel, quote-unquote, with a sick sex abuse at its heart has been uncovered. The story of Daniel Perez, a cult leader who convinced parents he had to rape their daughters in order to stay alive, shocked the world when it surfaced back in 2015. He led a commune named the Angel's Landing and lived off the insurance money he earned after murdering one of his followers, Victoria Hughes.
Yeah.
Witnesses testified at his trial that he in fact ran a whole scheme of life insurance frauds and was behind the deaths of multiple people that he promised would return from the dead. Perez, also known as Lou Castro, received multiple life sentences for over 20 crimes, including murder, sexual exploitation, and other charges. He is ineligible for parole until he is 120 years old. God damn.
Yeah, he's gone for good.
Years after his conviction, one of the victims described the ordeal she went through and the seer lured and how the seer lured his victims into his obscene lifestyle. Sarah McGrath was 17 years old when her family joined the commune after Perez, whom her mother met while selling him a house, convinced them to move in. She told Fox News that Perez at first appeared innocent, caring, and charismatic. He claimed to have magical powers, including the ability to see the future, and led his followers on a 20-acre property, the Angel's Landing. Initially, the communal family was close, and things seemed positive. However, it didn't take long for things to take a dark turn. She said, "My mom had a journal, and she had written how she felt and needed to protect, Lou or Daniel. I guess he appeared innocent, or as someone who cared too much. My mother was very thoughtful when it came to people, so she felt like she somehow needed to protect him. He was very charismatic and quite the talker. He somehow appeared wise." Perez had convinced his followers that he was a centuries-old angel who needed to have sex with the young girls to stay alive.
The fuck?
He just could...
Shut up.
No, but Mike, I'm sorry. I don't mean to interrupt you. I had to have a say here. I have to. I put full blame on Daniel / whatever the fuck he wants to call himself. I do. He was the leader of this. He was the one come up with the ideas and the schemes, and he was the one perpetrating the lies. But I got to put blame on some of the victims, too. And that's a very hard pill to say. I don't like to victim blame. That's not right. But when someone's coming to you saying, "I'm an angel, and I can predict the future, and I have magical powers," you got to sit there and go, "Really? Can you prove it?" Because without that, why the fuck are you following him?
I totally agree with you, Anthony. My God, you better get that on tape. Okay, I mean, literally, I'm sitting here, and you know what? You're absolutely right.
Holy shit.
Right.
2020.
Right there, cut everything else off. The end of Tony's sentence, and that's why, you know, I got to agree with you. That's the next little reel on, like, YouTube, Twitch.
Because it's the truth.
Hold on.
Go ahead.
This is supposed
to
be the year.
No one had that in their 2024 bingo cards.
Yeah, like, this is supposed to be the year Nostradamus predicted the new pope in the end times. What the fuck? This is the start of it.
Joe, you got, again, lack of fucking common sense.
Oh, he's mad.
I am mad because it's stupid. People are dying. People are losing insurance money. You're like this fucking jerk off running around the fucking, he's an angel. You want to be an angel? I tell you what. You know what I would have called this bluff? I would have put him on the tallest building in Wichita, Kansas. And I would have said, you know what?
Why specifically Wichita?
Because that's where it's from.
That's where it's okay? From, Wichita. Oh.
If you want to be an angel and you want me to believe you, fly off the fucking building.
Well, I mean, and it's like, he has to have sex with young women.
Oh, my God. Don't we all? I mean, come on.
Whoa, hold on.
What did I say? I wanted you to specify when I say young.
Wait.
To me, everybody's young.
Hold on.
That's true. He's 1,000 years old.
Wait, again. When the next sentence...
Wes just checked out.
His victims' ages were 8 to 16 years old.
That's my problem. It's like, why children? Like, he could have just gotten away with having sex with 18-year-olds. If he said, "Listen, I need a consistent diet of 18 to 19-year-old co-eds," I can understand that. Because, why not? But why do you have to target children? And why? No, I'm sorry, not why. And I have to blame the parents who went, "You know, my daughter's 10. Give her a run."
They should be in jail as well.
I agree.
That is not something that is
acceptable ever.
I agree, but it's the way you say it.
We're sitting here week after week talking about all these fucking, well, this guy got you to do this and he got you to, nobody's going to get me to do anything.
What
I got fucking brain.
When it comes
Does anyone
to
think
like,
anymore?
What, no, no. When it I comes to someone like Charlie Manson, we talked about Charlie last episode.
Crazy.
Or a couple episodes ago. I can understand, like, you had a bunch of people who were runaways, they were social on the outside.
And he offered them something.
Exactly. He offered them acceptance. He offered them understanding. He offered them drugs. He offered them orgies. Why not? Sounds like a great party in the desert.
Sounds like any other, college campus to me.
Exactly. But when you sit there and say, "Hey, I believe in what you're saying, Mr. Angel Man, and my daughter happens to be 9.
Wait, before we get into that, you have to go into the minds. I'm sorry, and we...
Let's go into the minds of your average Kansas person.
No, we debated on this a couple weeks ago, and I believe it was a Charlie Manson episode. I consider these people weak-minded individuals.
It's not weak. Again, we're going to, I understand, it's not weak-minded in the Manson thing because they were all losers. And there's what I mean is they all needed something from each other that they were able to get from each other. They were all looking for acceptance. They're all looking to be a part of a family. And that's what Charlie offered, that sense of community. It's not weak-mindedness because there are people who are drifters in this country who just need a place to be.
That's fine. But when you turn around and be like, okay, and that's why, I don't want to jump ahead, but the people in Jim Jones are weak-minded also. You don't sit there and say, you know what's going to make this better? Murder and death.
Let's talk about Jim death. Jones.
I understand.
I am a Shinigami.
In this case, you're following a man who says he's an angel, and who needs a consistent diet of 11 of a fucking eight.
Can someone search this up for me? Because we're about to go to a quick break. Can someone search this up to me? Can you? I don't know if there's a number out there, or can anyone tell me the families in which he talked to, were they really religious people?
Because if you're religious, you're not giving your 8-year-old daughter to get laid. It's not happening.
What I'm saying
is... come on.
No, there's a difference. If he turns around...
Hold on. If he turns around, I want to hear what Josh has to say.
Wait. If he turns around and says that he's got coke an angel, nails, know. And these people believe that he's an angel, and they're really religious, they might be like...
You know what? When you could be as religious as you want, but when someone walks up to you and tells you that you're an angel, the religion part of your brain has to go.
Okay,
hold on. No, Joe, you're not going to get away with it. It's common sense.
But I have a question for you,
fucking morons.
Again, if you want to, if you want to talk about this as far as religiously, people didn't believe that Jesus was a prophet. People still to this day don't believe Jesus was a prophet.
Until he decided to turn water into wine or walk across the water. You know, stuff. Again, Anthony's
people
right. Prove it.
Circus act.
Prove it. Prove it. He proved it.
From the dead.
Hold on a second. In the case of Jesus, you're talking about people who hundreds of years after the death of Jesus were still writing about him, still talking about him. That's what formed the basis of the religion that is known as Catholicism today. The foundation of the Bible was written during that time. This is much different.
I agree, obviously. All I'm saying is I'm trying to correlate the point of someone saying, now again, I don't believe he was an angel, obviously.
Right, no one
does.
But
what I'm saying is someone comes up and says, I am this.
I am an angel of the Lord.
Yeah, and if people sit there and want to believe that.
Well, hold on a second. That happens all the time because you can have somebody turn around and go, the Lord speaks to me.
Yeah, I mean, the guy from Heaven's Gate said that he
right. My point is, you could look at modern-day pastors. I'm not saying, someone like Joel Osteen, but, in that... or
fuck him.
I don't have a problem with Joel Osteen, but, whoever founded the cult, I'll call him that, of the Westboro Baptist Church.
That's our
same situation. I'm speaking to the Lord. And this is what the Lord, clearly the Lord is telling me to do this. And this is what you must do as my followers. And I'm okay with that because, number one, you're dealing with religion and you have to suspend certain ideas and beliefs when it comes to that. But also, there's a stopping point. Now, this guy decided to rape children as part of his cult. That's not okay.
No, I agree.
If it was just listen, I need everyone to send me money and I need everyone to pray to me and believe only things that I say, I wouldn't have a problem with them because that's what every religion does.
$10 and my wings start coming out.
It depends on the message, too.
Josh does have something to say.
The reason I went up like that when you made that statement, Dad, is because of the fact that there is actual literal religious people that are so fanatical in their beliefs towards a religion that someone like this can come up and do that and they will blindly follow them.
And that's okay. A problem.
The only reason why I said that.
I agree with you.
I understand your statement.
Right.
But there is tons, and I mean probably thousands of people across the globe that will sit there and be like, he said he's an angel. Let's go follow him. Let's go sacrifice our children because he said he's an angel. They won't question it.
Then that's where the law needs to step in.
I need a return on investment.
And you know what?
It's they'll blindly follow and they won't question because they're not, at least for me, and I probably put it wrong, but they're not normal-minded.
No, they're whack jobs. Period. End of story.
It's weak-minded people.
No, it's not. It's not weak-minded because you can be so strong in your own faith and beliefs of things.
True.
That you'll think it's possible. It's not so much weak minded.
But you gotta have
is weak minded.
There's gotta be a switch of a common sense in your head. Go, you know what, I'm ultra religious. I believe now. Let's get back to Jesus for a second. Whether Jesus did any of those things that they purported to in the Bible, changed water into wine, walked on water, did whatever, none of the message he was given was there has to be sex involved, there has to be stealing money involved.
Agree with it.
So that message, you know what he was giving you a message of hope.
When Jesus said, "Suffer the little children come unto me," that's not what he was talking about.
Okay.
Listen, what I'm saying is, again, there's also a lot of stories that were not put in the Bible that we don't know about Jesus.
And it was also rewritten thousands.
And I'm not saying that this is the stuff that is being left out. I'm not.
Apparently, Jesus killed one of his friends, pushed him off a roof just to prove they could bring him back to life. Like,
I'm not saying
Jesus killed a guy.
I'm not saying that these things actually are saying about Jesus. I'm not saying that about it. What I'm saying is there's always going to be people who sit there and say that they are prophets. Until they sit there and either confirm that they are or not. I mean, obviously, we have a little bit more story to go in, but...
Well, that's where the people come in. I get anybody in to go, you know, stand walking on the street, corner going, I'm a prophet. It's the weak-minded fucking idiot that's going to say, you know what? You know, okay, maybe you'd be a prophet. What can you teach me? Are you going to... What's your message? And the minute he comes across with something like this, at that point, you gotta call the cops.
I think
unless you're that fucking stupid.
I don't think he led with that. I don't think it's like I'm a prophet. By the way, I need a diet of 9 year olds. I think he eased them into that. Like once they were part of, like they were sending them money, and then after
say he was charismatic.
Like it was like after a couple of weeks, like guys, God spoke to me. He just instituted a new policy.
We're gonna take a short break.
I'm getting heated here.
That's a good thing.
That's good because it's cold in this garage.
Go listen to a couple of our sponsors, and we'll be right back.
It's a studio, damn it.
Lively debate. We'll be right back.
Hey, everybody. We're just letting you know that we have new merch in our store. Go to greenhourmediastore.myspreadshop.com, greenhourmedia.org, or the link in the bio for our first ever logo drop. The Cryptid Collection is here. Get your favorite cryptids such as Bigfoot, Mothman, Nessie, the Yeti, or the Jersey Devil on t-shirts, hats, or mugs. You can also get all of our podcast logos on various items as well. Remember, that's greenhourmediastore.myspreadshop.com, greenhourmedia.org, or the link in the bio. New episodes of Is This Real drop Sundays at 8. Question everything.
Hey everybody, I'm JC3.
And I'm Mr. West.
And this episode is brought to you by Dubby. Made by professionals in the USA, Dubby was formulated to give you focus and energy with no jitters or crash.
No jitters.
Their formula contains vitamins, amino acids, including the patented NeuroFactor. You know what Dubby doesn't give you?
What is that?
No calories. No sugars.
No sugar.
No fillers. And no artificial flavors. When the raw ingredients arrive to their FDA-registered and inspected facility that strictly adheres to GMP guidelines, they undergo a quarantine while a small sample of each ingredient is taken to test for any impurities, while also being tested to ensure that the ingredients are actually what they are supposed to be and have the proper dosage.
And once the ingredients pass all the tests, then they're cleared to get mixed into the formula. So head on over to dubby.gg and use our offer code isthisrealpc for 10% off your first order. That's dubby.gg and use the code isthisrealpc for 10% off. They have great flavors such as Galaxy Grenade, Dub Sludge, Passing Joy Tea, Monkey Madness, and Dragonade. My personal favorite is
Dragonade. Right here. I got Dragonade right here. Delicious.
Drink Dubby.
And be better.
These products are not intended to diagnose, cure, or prevent any disease.
And welcome back to Angel's Landing in this fucked up cult. We still have some story to get through because I didn't tell the entire... There's another victim that...
Well,
you know,
bring it again. Lay it on me, Junior.
As I said before, his victims...
Phrasing.
Yeah, bring it on me, Junior. Phrasing for this episode. Come on.
Good point.
His victims' ages range from 8 to 16, according to the Kansas Bureau of Investigation's Sex Offender Registry. McGrath, who said that she was also raped by him, said she was too scared to speak out and didn't realize she was in a cult until she had been out for a few years. When he was convicted, Sedgwick County District Attorney Mark Bennett told reporters the case and outcome is a reflection of a terrible time in a lot of our lives. He said,
gee, thanks.
That's one way to put
he
it.
He said, is this a happy moment? The answer is yes. Sure, we got the verdict, but we heard about life after life that was adversely affected by this man. See, I'm trying to find out, because there's not a lot of who, like, how, what did he do to
did this guy actually stand out on the pulpit and went, hey guys, listen, I know a bunch of you, but silver lining, he's going away.
That's what I'm trying to
that's such
to
a weird way to
well,
say
I know,
that.
I need to know, like, what he did, like, specifically to get people to be like
join me.
You know, like, because when you have all these...
If you're a smooth talker, you don't have to do anything specific.
Literally, I don't know about that, though, because...
Charismatic and smooth talker is a very dangerous combination. There is so many people that can get people to do what they want just by being able to talk, to be able to sit there and take cues from your body language. Like, if they say the right thing and your body language is agreeing, they'll keep going. But if they're smart enough and they see that your body language is showing, like, resistance to the conversation, they can easily change up the angle and keep doing it until they get the response they want.
It's sad, because if people fall for it, I don't care, charismatic or not.
I agree and disagree. Well, not disagree. I agree to a point with you, because I think, and what I remember from the documentary that I watched, as far as, like, I'll just use an example. Like, what I'm not hearing from this guy is what I heard from Heaven's Gate and the leader there. It's the Heaven's Gate leader threw some showmanship in it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, when he had someone who was like, oh, you know, I don't really think this is working for me, or I'm not feeling it, he would take them in one-on-one, and he would basically be like, well, I'm going to show you the light right now. I'm going to show you, and again, I don't want to get deep into it, I'm going to show you something. So he would take his thumb and jam it into their forehead, and then in his arm would be a flashlight that would, like, blind in their eyes as their, you know, as their eyes are closed. So, like, holy shit, I see the light and I feel it. So he would have some showmanship to be, and then these people would fall in line right after.
They're still fucked up.
Oh no, I agree. I mean, someone like jabs me in the fucking forehead, I'm swinging. You know.
But you know what bothers me? I got to be honest with you. Everybody in this world is offended by everything now. You got the world community, whatever. Everybody's oh, you offended me. You said something wrong. Okay, I get it. I understand. You're sensitive and you're a snowflake, but these are the same people now are like fucking these people over, and they're not offended by it. They're just they want you to believe that the woke community knows everything, but yet these people are doing whatever the fuck they want, and nobody's woke enough to figure this out.
Dad, this was 2015.
Yeah,
this was
still
before
it's
any
common
of this.
Sense. That's my problem, Josh. I'm tired of you know. People believing everything just because some fucking idiot said it, and the message should be clear. If you're preaching rape, or you're preaching stealing,
I don't think he was preaching rape.
No, he wasn't preaching. He was just like, I need this to survive.
Okay, you know what? I'm a father of two daughters. You know what? If somebody came to me at 8 years old and said, you know, I need to test drive your daughter. You know what I'm gonna say?
Test drive.
You know what I'm going to say?
Test drive.
I'm going to put a baseball bat to his fucking kneecaps,
like a Honda Accord. Test drive.
All right, it's just my way of saying it, but you know what? You got to see.
I'm not agreeing with
stupid.
The way Dad said that, but phrasing's definitely working.
Fuck that. People got to be.
Better.
You want to shock? I can shock you. Let's shock. Let's go for it.
No,
stupid
I mean,
people do that, stupid things.
I mean, I get your point, Dad, but there's one thing I can tell you, and I know you have experience and you can tell us all the time, but even me at like 35 years old, I can tell you, I've even had the conversation with my fiance. Common sense is an acquired taste.
Oh, believe it. Yeah, you better believe it.
It does not run well in the humankind.
No, you're absolutely right.
You need critical thinking, and no one has critical thinking anymore.
I got something for you. I made a video about this last night on TikTok, and it has nothing to do with this asshole, but there was a guy on Tuesday that would have been, what was it, the 31st, January 31st, whatever, 30th. He killed his father. He's in Pennsylvania. His name is Justin Moore. He killed his father, and he held his father's head up on YouTube and says he will now eternally rest in hell which I'm like, rest in hell. I don't think there's so many people resting in hell. No one kicks back on the lake of fire, but
yeah, I'm gonna
whatever.
Some cookies without an oven. You know?
So, no. but this guy, Justin Moore, 32 years old, wrote a bunch of books about how we need to overthrow the government, and his father was a government worker, so he said his father was evil, so he killed him. And he murdered him, and he put his head, he decapitated his father, held his head up on YouTube in a 14-minute video. And he said all this shit about how we need to throw this up.
This was on YouTube.
This was on YouTube for 5 hours. Let me finish.
No. I say the word midget and I get tossed off of TikTok. This guy can murder his father on YouTube and he doesn't get thrown off for nothing?
Wait a minute, hold on. Did he get the requirement that he needed to fucking put, you know, monetize
but
his
that's
video?
But that's what I'm trying.
That's the case.
Wait a second. That's what I'm going with. Like, there are the articles out right now are all about, like, how could YouTube let that video stand for 5 hours? And I'm sitting like, are you ignoring the fact that he like divorced his father's head from his shoulders and like was talking about like overthrow the government? Like, that's a pretty big, I would think that's a bigger story to feature than how fast YouTube was to respond. Like, listen, 5 hours, all right,
in their defense, there should be some form of censorship when it comes to social media, like violence.
Ooh.
And killing.
Oh, that's a slippery slope, Josh.
I know it is, but the limitation that I'm pretty sure most of humanity would fucking agree with is they don't want either kids, adults, teenagers witnessing the murder of another human being.
Well, he didn't kill him alive on camera. It's not like, hey, welcome to Jackass, here's my dad, and we're about
or
to-
even a decapitated
that's
head,
okay then
anything like
it's that. Like 100,000 fucking viewers.
I would imagine, like, if he held the like his head, the father's head up, and it was all blurred out and pixelated, that YouTube probably would have just kept the video up.
Well, I found
but
out
it wasn't. My point that's I'm trying problem. To get to is everyone's concerned about the time that that video stayed on YouTube, and sure, that's a talking point, but the bigger story, in my opinion, is the fact that he killed his father because he wants to overthrow the government. What's wrong with that story versus how long did YouTube react to it?
Well, I think it also goes with how many people actually viewed it. Like, within the first 5 hours, if he doesn't have any fucking followers and one person viewed it, like, YouTube's not going to be like, oh, yeah, we have to take that down. Like,
I don't know about that, man. There's been plenty of videos that you posted within, like, 10 minutes. We have to figure out what's wrong with it because, like, there's something wrong that YouTube's flagging
well,
it for.
Well, no, when you post a video, I don't know. Have you ever posted? You post a video.
Sure, I have my own YouTube. Not
when
much.
When you post a video,
yeah,
you sit there and it goes through this thing, but usually it's for music.
That's yeah, that's true. I usually get hit with, like,
a
music violation.
It's for, like, the actual video itself. Like, I posted an edit for, I did an edit for Seth Rollins versus Cody Rhodes.
Yeah.
No, for the CM Punk. It went up. It was up for 2 days, and then YouTube took it down.
Because of music?
No, because the actual footage is copyrighted.
Okay.
So they're like, yeah, we found copyrighted footage in your video, and they took the whole thing down.
So YouTube looked at this guy and went, well, he's holding his dad's head. But he didn't steal any, like, you know, copyrighted material, so let's leave it up.
Well, hey, nobody's losing hours. Any money. No, you're not protecting BMI. You're not protecting all these other places.
The poor unfortunate fucker whose head was decapitated.
You're right, but so, YouTube's not going to get involved unless
so
it's going to hit their fucking pocket.
We are. I found out how this guy was actually collecting the insurance money.
He was killing his followers.
Yes, very good. But this is exactly how he did it.
Yeah, I want to hear this.
His cult drew the attention of the authorities on account. I'm guessing this is before they found out he was raping 8 to 16-year-olds, on the extravagant lives that they lived despite the lack of credible source of income. Later investigation revealed that Lou Cascia was into murdering his followers for their insurance money, as this excerpt explains. Lou would convince his followers to take out huge life insurance policies, and the money would go to him. So each time someone, quote-unquote, accidentally died on the compound, Lou got richer.
Homeboy was looking at everyone, like, with a number. It's like, ooh, it's 15.
Again, nothing was done about this guy until there was money involved.
The death of 27-year-old Patricia Hughes, and later on of her husband, led local law enforcement to delve into Lou Castro's background. What they came up with was a shocking tale, including rape and murder.
It looks like a Native American Walter Matthau.
So, yes, he was sentenced to 80 years in prison.
Yeah. Great. Lovely.
But The most shocking part was his lust for minors. The excerpt explains he would tell his victims and their families he needed to fix them, and in return, they would help him stay on Earth. He later claimed a genital injury prevented him from having sex, and that memory loss from a beating rendered him clueless as to where the money for his lavish lifestyle came from.
Oh, bullshit.
He would have had genital injuries. He would have had his balls in his mouth.
Hey, yo.
Very simple. His balls okay? in And the his parents mouth. That allowed this to happen, I'm sorry, you know what? They need prison time as well. And I know it may not be the popular decision, but you know what? You offer your kids up for fucking violence, you need to be put away.
I agree
Fuck that.
With you.
I don't understand. This is going to sound terrible. I don't understand how anyone. Never mind. Just keep going. Forget it. I'm losing track. Go ahead.
Yeah, I agree with you, Dad. I don't think any of the parents did go to jail, though. I think what they classified
themselves. Cried the victim. That's what they did.
I think they classified themselves as victims.
Right.
Not themselves. I think everyone classified them as victims.
Of which they are.
They are to a point. And
self-inflicted wounds are not. You can't be a victim if you're a self-inflicted wound.
I think they're a victim and they're an accomplice at the same time. I think
unknowing accomplice.
I think that can be if they do a mental test on them and they really believe. I don't know how you can quantify that.
Yeah, it's a hard thing.
Paper.
Yeah,
but like, if they really believe that this man was an angel, whether you believe they're insane or not, then how can you sit there and say that they were an accomplice?
Well, I mean,
that's a slippery slope.
Gotta do a little bit more research into that.
If they're
we
an
do.
Accomplice, they need to be again. This guy went to jail for rightly so for the crimes he committed. If they're an accomplice, they belong right beside him.
And he's not that good looking.
Especially if you're doing that to your own child. How do you?
Well, I think it also does. That? I also do think it depends on the wording, which is why I always say phrasing. Because if he was going up to everyone, he was being charismatic, he was a good talker, and he said he was going to heal them or fix them in some way, but never alluded to the fact that it was rape, then the people would unknowingly be like, okay, save my child, I don't want my child going to hell, or whatever the case is.
How do you nicely and charismatically put the fact that, listen, I need to be locked in this room with the 6-year-old undisturbed
when
for
you
several hours.
How fucking do you use phrasing?
Wait, no.
When you're gonna sit there and say, "I can save your child or fix your child."
Well,
because
listen to this. Also,
parents can sit there and have children, and they're acting out, and the parents don't understand. They think their child needs to be fixed.
This is gonna sound
or
fucked.
Save.
This is gonna sound fucked up, but it goes into the same
Go
aspect.
Go on, fuck me up.
How many times in Catholic school did we sit there and alone in a room with a priest? And give confession. Not trying to elude. I know you're looking at me staring a hole in my face. What I'm saying is, parents will sit there and say, oh, the kids are giving confession. He could have been turning around
saying the same thing. You're saying is that the parents trusted the man.
Yes.
So I'm going to let him. Maybe he didn't say, like, listen.
Yes, he didn't.
You know,
yeah, I don't think he's going to turn around and say, I'm going to fuck your 9-year-old. No, I don't think he did that.
Yeah. That's why the whole point that they made sure to say that he was a good talker, he was charismatic, because if you're that type of person, you can convince people to do things you want,
and kids are impressionable,
but not actually say what you're
like
going
that's
to
what
do.
That's how a lot of like rapists and pedophiles, they don't get away with it, but they'll say to a kid, like, if you tell anybody, I'll kill your parents.
I'm gonna give you a little story.
No, that's not the experience.
I'm gonna give you a little story.
Now pull that out of my bag of tricks, Joe. Relax.
You're
right, West.
Coming from a strictly Roman Catholic background. Okay, years ago when I was a child, when I was going to school.
You were a kid?
Back in the Stone Age.
At one time, you know, when
wow,
just after the dinosaurs died.
The
okay. You know,
he has an autographed copy of the Bible.
Dino ran away and my life was fucked. Okay. Back in the day, the nuns were allowed to do whatever they wanted to do.
Ooh,
okay, the nuns, I can tell you for a fact, they would pull your pants down and slap you with a ruler on the ass. And here's the deal. Here's the difference between then and now.
Uh-huh.
If a nun said to your parents, you know what? He stepped out of line. We smacked him in the butt, whatever, with a thing, pulled his pants down. The parents are going to look at it like, all right, sister. Thank you.
Thank you for disciplining my child.
Right.
Going forward, the parents then decided that, you know what? I'm going to think a little bit before I let somebody else touch my child.
Right.
Okay? And I'll give you another, you know, and then later on, if you sneezed the wrong way at a kid, it went completely wrong. The kid could do whatever the fuck he wants.
Well, I mean, there's a difference. Like, they were smacking the kid on the ass, not sticking the ruler up the kid's ass.
And
like,
there's also a difference now. There's still places that allow
corporal punishment.
Not corporal punishment. That's not what I'm saying. There's
what it's called.
There's still schools that allow
discipline.
Priests and nuns to still do that, and with the parents.
All right, I'll go one further.
Some kids deserve it.
The Catholic high school I went to, the principal had what he called it the Board of Education. It was nothing more than a cutting board, okay, with a handle on it, and he had holes in it. You stepped out of line, they called you into the principal's office, okay? And
he threw knives at you.
No, he would push you over the desk, and you would get smacked in the ass. One time, and I'm going to take credit for this because it happened, and I'm the one who caused it. He did that to me. He hit me on the ass with this thing.
Bare-assed?
No.
Okay.
I took the fucking thing and threw it out the window. I said, you have no fucking right to hit me. Don't ever fucking touch me again. Okay?
More progressive than
at that
are.
Point, that alerted the families.
That would be like harder.
Because he tried to go out and he tried to say to the families, you know, this is what we do. And the families were, no, this is not what you do. You're not going to do it. Don't ever. Right, it will never happen again.
You being a trendsetter.
And within a year, he was removed from
my
school.
I understand that. But there still are areas. And I don't know.
The people are stupid.
But it
the safety word is communion. Whack.
But it goes into religion also. There's some religions still that I think there's some Mormon. There's some really, really like deep Jewish people who sit there and
I don't know about the Jews, but I definitely know that there are some schools, some religious schools that if a kid stepped out of line, the authority
Amish alone, like the that's not the, a religion, but like
no, I mean whatever, but like the person who's in charge has freedom to whack a kid around, yeah. But like, and this is something that is.
And again, I'm not.
I am not in favor of this at all.
Yeah, nobody's
no,
in favor of this.
No, absolutely not. But however,
can't even hit your own child
unless
anymore.
I was hot enough. Then I say harder.
But like, when you smack a kid on the ass because the kid did something wrong, and it's within reason, I don't have a problem with that. Like, you know, spanking, like, you don't do that.
If he's your child.
Yeah, that's the other part.
Thank you.
That's a very big part
You're
of it.
Walking down the street hitting little kids in the ass with belts.
Like, no, I, like, a belt, I'm like,
the
it's a
The fuck
little,
is wrong with you?
No, yeah, no.
I'm glad he rephrased that because he does teach children.
No. I wouldn't, like, no, it's got to be your kid.
Like, what is he doing to my child?
It's got
to
be your kid. If it's someone else's kid, you have a problem.
He's sitting there with the emoji face.
Just remember, I'll discipline your kid for you. That just sounds weird. Like,
yeah,
you don't
exactly.
say that.
They okay. used to but, do that back in the day.
But
the
I don't have a problem with physical. Like it's got to be.
Your neighbor would slap your kids if you was stepping out of line.
Right,
but that
like,
was like that was in DR though, so I don't.
But that's also like a trusted individual of the family.
That was a community thing.
Yeah, exactly. Like, but you don't lay hands on a kid. You don't smack a kid upside the head. You don't pinch a kid. You don't, like, you know, smack a kid. It should be on the hand or on the ass. You never across the face or on the head. And you can't just, like, swing for the fences. You got to pull the punch a little bit. It's there to say, hey, this could get worse if you keep this behavior up.
Before
that's a very old way of thinking because no one believes in that shit no more.
We're a little long on this segment, but I think it goes into the fact of getting into this.
I believe in liver shots.
No, okay. no,
not to
no.
a child.
Curb stomp?
No, that's too far.
Okay. In this particular aspect, what I think I was trying to say is, that's why I can't sit there and give like the parents like, well, you have to be smarter than that because I think there are still some religions and some communities, not only just religions, but in some aspects of just people, nationality.
It's just culture.
Culture in general. There's some aspects in culture that people still allow something like that to happen to their children, in which they think that this is what, like, he's saving my kid. He's disciplining my kid. Like, again, I don't think anybody
it's a, it's
was
a very,
in favor.
If I'm not there to discipline,
it's a,
rape.
It's a very old school mentality where it's just like you're teaching the kid, or at least the way it's supposed to. Their thinking is that.
Yeah. For this
kid,
one, he took a left. You know,
you're reaping. You're getting consequences for your actions. whatever it is that you get. So,
I think he took a...
But I think rape is, I mean, like, far.
We know he took a lot of steps further.
That's a little... That's one step too far.
It's, you know, one giant step for man. This is, like, eight giant steps here. Like, this is, like, no, bro, no.
Like, what else can you do? Kill it? Like, yeah, that's the ultimate lesson. It's never going to do anything again.
So, I don't even think he was, like, teaching that. Again, I don't know what he said. Because I haven't read anything, at least... That like how what freezing he used to get the parents to allow him to be alone with their children.
Yeah, and then like once you're behind closed doors, you can threaten a kid with anything. That kid will keep its mouth shut.
Exactly. So we're gonna take another break.
I'm not speaking from experience.
We're gonna take another break, no. And we'll be right back. Please go listen to more of our sponsors. Go follow our YouTube page. But
please,
we're gonna go finish this.
Promise, no bloody heads.
We're gonna finish this. This episode. We'll be right back.
Who wants better sex? And who wants better sex starting now?
The best way to get started is go to AdamandEve.com.
Adam and Eve is offering 50% off just any item.
But that's not all. When you select your one item, you will also get three bonus items. That includes a gift for him,
a special gift for her,
and a gift you'll both like.
Plus, six free movies for your viewing pleasure and free shipping.
There is discreet shipping as your privacy is priority. Plus 100% free shipping on your entire order.
Doesn't matter how much you spend or what you buy. It will all be packaged and sent discreetly for free.
Don't wait. Better sex is just one click away.
That's 50% off one item, three free gifts, six free movies, and free shipping.
Bring more pleasure and satisfaction to your bedroom.
Just go to adamandeve.com and select any one item. It could be an adventurous new toy or anything you desire.
Just enter code QUESTION at checkout.
That's QUESTION, QUESTION, at adamandeve.com.
This exclusive offer is specific to this podcast only. So be sure at checkout you punch in the code QUESTION. That is QUESTION. At checkout and get your 50% off one item, 10 free gifts, and free shipping. Remember, use code QUESTION. Also remember to listen to Is This Real every Sunday at 8 o'clock with new episodes starting July 16th. Remember, everybody, question everything and put that question at the end of your checkout at adamandeve.com.
Hello, this is JC3 speaking. If you want to know more about Is This Real Podcast and our parent company, Green Arrow Media, then visit greenarrowmedia.org. You can find and follow all of our social media pages through our website. If you love our content, then you can support us by subscribing to our YouTube channel and our Patreon page. Remember, that is greenarrowmedia.org.
And we are back to finish this episode of Angel's Landing Cult with, like we talked about, with Lou Cortez, whatever the fuck his
what
name is.
What was the final outcome with this nitwit as far as...
He's in prison until... Like I said at the beginning, he can't sit there and...
He can't get parole
until he's 120.
He's not
eligible.
Why
are we feeding this fucking guy?
Whoa.
What is it going to... He's not going to be... He's not getting out. There's no point of any kind of fucking... He's going to be a better himself.
So, well, let's not turn this into a capital punishment debate,
we just take him the fuck out.
There something is, like that, I think, is so the people know who he victimized, where he is, and that he's never getting out.
Oh, bullshit. So he gets to live, but the victims get to die, right? Okay, well, that's some, bullshit. That's, what?
Remember you said I told you guys wording and shit like that?
Yeah.
I just read a little snippet that was... what is it? It's Sarah McGrath and her sister Emily opened up about what it was like in the cult, and they were talking about who was regularly raped. Lou Perez, who was regularly raping Sarah for years under the guise of fixing her. So, like I said, it's the wording.
Who said that she was broken?
Yes, it's the wording.
See, another thing, what I can you attribute this, the same type of thing to, like, the whole Epstein case? Is it one in the same?
No, Epstein wasn't a cult. He was just a pedophile. He had money behind him, and he was able to just buy what he wanted.
But if you believe in what everything is, well, not believe. I mean, there's more evidence.
If Lou Perez just had money, he'd be Epstein.
You're right. But at the same time, like, Epstein wasn't, as far as we know, he wasn't the one who was raping them. I believe he was the one I think he's more of a sex trafficker.
Oh, he did. No,
celebrities.
He did both. He was raping them too. Yes.
Come on, Joe.
I'm not talking about that, didn't we?
Yeah, he was involved in. What do you think the chick in Giselle Maxwell or a fucking name?
Ghislaine, yeah.
Yeah, what do you think she was doing? She was getting girls.
Well,
she
according
was
to our podcast, her first name is Giswell.
Well, whatever. It's Giswell. She was getting girls.
Jis pretty
for
good.
For him. Giving him massages and everything else. What do you think? That's the ultimate happy ending with that stupid bastard.
I
really don't
want to
talk about him because, you know what?
That's a whole different thing. Right. But I wouldn't put him as a cult, though. He was just a pedophile with money. Like, you could DoorDash 8-year-olds.
Like,
you don't need...
Even with the sex trafficking, to me, that's more like culty.
That's not
thing.
A cult. That's not a cult. He didn't talk to people to make them believe in him so they could give up their children.
No, but
he just
to the degree... No, to the degree you could technically say that was a cult because of the fact that, was it Ghislaine was like... roping more girls into
part,
it.
Yes, I agree with you.
That part you can technically count as
know.
A cult.
I know that she was his girlfriend at one point.
And they had their own island?
Yeah, well, so did a lot of rich people. My point is, I think it was more of a business transaction than she was doing this because she believed in him. It's not like Jeffrey was talking around like, I need to have sex with children in order to maintain my youth or some bullshit.
No, but he did need to sex traffic children to maintain his, not quote unquote innocence, but to
maintain his friends.
To maintain his friends.
That's fine, but that's a business thing. Like, sex trafficking is. No, I know it sounds strange, but.
Holy shit.
Hold on a second.
He can't just write that off on his taxes.
No, he can't, but that is a business thing. Sex trafficking is a business. You can't claim it on the IRS. Of course not. But you are making money. You're doing this as a service for people who want that sort of thing. It's not like I believe in this and people are going to offer their children to me and then I'm just going to pimp them children out.
Granted,
he just wanted to have sex with children. He knew people.
He didn't say he was an angel.
No, he was certainly not. He knew people who wanted to have sex with children. He had sex with children. He had Ghislaine. Rope them in and groom them to be like, okay, start with a massage and then work up to the dick. Like, that's what she did. Like, it was not a case of belief. It wasn't a case of he promised them anything or listening to his ministry or his stories. This was a man with money who wanted to fuck children. And he knew other people with money who also wanted to fuck children. That's not a cult. That's an evil person.
That's
end
a president.
Of story. As far as we know, he just sniffed some dad.
Oh, no, I'm not talking about this fossil.
Oh,
I'm talking
about
Clinton.
Oh, Clinton?
We don't talk about the Clintons.
Wait, anyway, getting back to this asshole.
Talking about Clinton.
Hold on,
huh?
Real fast. Does anyone know technically how he was caught?
Who?
No, I do not. No. Please enlighten us.
I found a little bit.
Who, Epstein or this guy?
No, this guy.
Oh,
what
no.
What the fuck? I'm not talking about him. Apparently, this reporting that showed the Sarah and Emily, the two sisters, mm-hmm. In September 2008, Sarah's mother died in a car accident. Her mother was the one that put them into the commune, and afterwards, when her mother died, Sarah, the little girl, found her future husband. I'm assuming the mother's husband, the way the wording is, Daniel McGrath. When he found out what was going on, he sent an email to the FBI website in 2010.
So with a brain, decided to speak out.
Well, let's just put it like this. That would be the second, quote unquote, unfortunate accident involving cars that was under...
This guy. Yeah, he would kill people.
Yeah, because
make him look like an accident. Take the insurance money. It's a great scheme if you can get away with it.
Yeah, the Patricia Turner, the one chick, her husband Brian, he was severely depressed and began to talk to Perez more. And Perez was telling him, one day you'll get the chance to go to the other side. And then when Brian died in a freak accident, he died at an auto body shop where he worked in March 2006. So they were looking into this guy beforehand because there was a death that he was beneficially getting.
Yeah, he was the beneficiary.
So the Sedgwick County Sheriff's Office detective, Ron Goodwin, was already looking into him during that.
And you got, and it takes time to build a case. So you got to gather enough evidence. You got to hear a whole bunch of shit. You know, it's like, it's one of the things, like, we wish that police would work faster because you could have saved someone's life or you could have done something, but they need the time to build a case that's strong enough that when it does go to trial, there's no escaping.
Yeah, and what Goodwin turned around and said, he goes, about every 2.5 years, the bank accounts balances would get low in the makeshift family, then someone would die, and then there would be replenished.
That's establishing a pattern. Mm-hmm. And once you establish that pattern, plus with all the other evidence, it's a layup for the lawyer.
Did anyone see any of, like, the news stories about this?
I told you at the beginning, I did not.
No,
nothing at all.
Remember this?
Nothing. I don't remember it at all, Joshua.
I see this one part that says in 2015.
It's also Kansas, though.
See it.
But it was Kansas, and no celebrities were affected. So, you know, we don't give a fuck.
But anyway, in 2015,
not that we don't give a fuck. That's not what we're saying.
I'm in America as a whole.
In 2015, the little girl Sarah, one of the ones that was being raped, she told Fox News what it was like to survive a cult, talking specifically about the types of trauma she endured.
Yeah, but
like, there's an actual interview.
Apparently. Yeah, but you know how Fox News is. They'll talk about this one week, and the next week they'll talk about the presidency, and that's all they'll cover.
That's how
news media works, and that's one problem I have with news media, is that this week we'll talk about this, and then the next week that thing that we're talking about that should be important is completely forgotten about. And that's how America runs also. It's like with every mass shooting we have, we'll talk about it for 2-3 weeks, and then you don't hear nothing about it. You know, no court trial dates, no nothing.
Well, that's because Taylor Swift announced the concert. We have to cover that.
Yeah, and, well, that's what you get on the news now.
That's because, you know, the Super Bowl's happening again.
She's a fucking Satanist. I don't care what anybody tells me.
She's a government psyop, Joey.
I don't know about that. That's a little deep. But, Mr. West, you've been extremely quiet this episode. Do you have anything to add to this?
Mm-mm.
Thank you.
Mm-mm. I've been trying to figure out this little margin thing with my account, and then...
Yeah. Okay, cool. Yeah. Next week, we're going to do the Heaven's Gate, I believe. It's either... You want to do Heaven's Gate, or do you want to do St. Malachi?
Well, we've been doing this on-off when it comes to this season. Like, it's 1 week prophecy, 1 week is cult. So we're taking care of a cult tonight. We should do a prophecy next week. That's my opinion.
All right, so we'll do St. Malachi. St. Malachi is next week.
The prophecy of the popes. And I have intimate knowledge of this because I am a pope.
The prophecy of the popes.
Okay.
Which will be on Thursday night, gentlemen.
Thursday night,
we're doing the prophecy of the popes.
We are going to do this. It's going to be good.
You're going to speak the entire episode.
Episode. I know St. Malachi. He was a good man. He said a bunch of things. We went drinking one night, had too much vino, and he said, this is what's going to happen. Pope Peter and Roman going out in the usher in the Antichrist and say, you fucking nuts, a phenomenal. And he died, he go away, and I do this podcast. That's how it goes.
Thank you. Anybody else have anything to add to this episode?
No, I don't.
Is it going to be good?
He's holding his fist.
You're going to want to tune in for this one. Is it going to be good?
Josh,
next week on Is This Real, the Pope gets my time.
Hey, West, unleash that shit.
Yeah, anything to add, West?
Fucking send it, bro.
I don't really have anything to add, but to be honest, I kind of want to do a little bit more research. I want to see if we can find, like, the interviews of the girls and stuff like that. That's just me.
We can check out the documentaries that are on Netflix and shit.
Always do Is This Real React or Is This Real Extra? We always have that little.
Yeah, I mean, if we can find them, I definitely would want to check them out.
So I don't have anything else to add either. I mean, I think this episode went extremely well. We all had a lively debate about religion.
Yes. And I'm glad I could partake.
Yeah, you partake me fucking. We'll see you guys next week. Again, thank you for joining us. You're going to hear all of our social medias at the end of the episode. Please take a listen at the end of the episode. And we're going to sit there. And please go follow all of our social medias. We need you to follow.
Especially YouTube. Get on YouTube. There's so much out there. Yeah,
we're putting a lot of stuff on YouTube. Green Hour Media Reacts. We have some Green Hour Media Plays stuff. The one thing where we played COD, still, I laughed my ass off to that
day. It's a great video.
You know, especially the one with I did the slingshot and then blew the motherfucker up right there. Anthony died laughing.
The whole video is just me laughing. It really is. Yeah, but it's just so good.
Anthony laughing for 30 minutes. That's all it is.
Don't forget, we also do this. We have videos up there about exploring New Jersey, going to different places and just checking it out.
Which we haven't
done
in like
3 years. No, we're going to get there.
We're going to be doing something soon.
Trust me. We got a couple things.
You like lighthouses, you're going to love this.
Specific.
Some guys at home now going to fucking light out.
We also
he said light out
for $1, just 99 cents. Just go join our Patreon. We do reacts to we're gonna be doing a lot of reacts to movies, like the full movie and the full documentaries. If you don't want to spend the $12.99 on Netflix, you can watch it on our Patreon.
No, you can't watch it on our Patreon. It's not the full documentary.
Technically,
it's our reaction to the documentary.
With the documentary.
It's our reaction to the documentary, and that's where we're gonna fucking leave it.
All right. Please, again, guys, go join all of our social medias. We enjoyed this episode. Thank you guys for being with us. Everybody, say goodnight.
Adios,
good night.
Adios, everybody.
Good night, everybody.
Remember, everybody, question everything. And what is all this gonna come out next week? Listen to our St. Valentine's Day episode, even though this is gonna be out after. We'll catch you guys next week. Remember, everybody, question everything. Good night. Hey everybody, it's JC3, and I just want to say thank you for listening to all of our shows. If you want to keep up to date with everything Is This Real or Green Hour Media, go to our social media accounts. At Is This Real PC for TikTok, at Green Hour Media for YouTube, Is This Real Podcast for Facebook, and at Is This Real Podcast, all one word, for Instagram. You will be able to keep up with everything Is This Real or Green Hour Media.